This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We spoke about Bechira, and Bechira being the one voluntary point, and then you have the way in which the Bechira affects everything else. So let's just see, hey, briefly. V'nei Sidnana Baruch Hu Shekol Niyam Shatibah Bechira Sh'odom Yagiyu L'Niyah B'tumah Bechira Sh'akirisem V'oiseh Shem Deish Ha'Vahem. So human Bechira is the engine that moves everything, that starts everything. V'hainu K'loi Maisav L'Vadim Yaniyu El Afil Dibur Afil Machshavta. We saw this, Dibur Machshava. How much? That's V'oiseh G'vul Sh'gazi B'lo Chochmel Yoyna. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday. I want to add, and let's see one more paragraph and then just sum up a certain point here. Once a person does Bechira, free will, everything afterwards is automatic. Once he starts things moving, V'ulam, he says, Yesh b'chol nyon me'ilu chukim pratim rabim, there are many details, k'fi ma she'gozach hachmal yoyna, v'oime katsasa, ha'yoyse no'asa b'yosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser each and every facet of that engine, v'shiaru advarim v'shurim rabim, they were, they have different types of measurements, so to speak, how much of what. How much is needed from a person to move things? How much comes back to us? And with these siddes is how everything moves and goes. I want to pinpoint a certain thing here. Let's give an example. A person is an intelligent person wants to understand how his guf works. And he studies biology. So he learns about many things that affect the person, why certain diseases come, certain pains, certain aches, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. He cannot use that information to diagnose himself. And yet the information is important information, and it's something, it's a person feels a certain sense of chokhmah about it. So we distinguish between klal and pratim. The klalim of a person, we understand diseases, different types of diseases, how they come, different approaches to treating it, and so on. But there's no way we can translate it into real metzias because we have no way of quantifying that information. How many bacteria are in your body to make you cough? And how many antibiotics do you need to stop them making you cough? And if you feel a pain, is it because you're coughing, or it's you coughing because you feel the pain? There's all of these details are not a part of that chachma. There is much that Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, megalatos through Divrei Chazal about the hanhaga of the bria, and in a more specific way, Kabbalah deals with it, but none of it translates. Or almost none of it translates to having that very lemaisedic type of this is A, and then if you do B and then C, those things are so far beyond us. There's so many complexities. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person Bechira. We understand that once a person chooses, there are many repercussions to what he chooses, and repercussions not only specific ones, but things that cause things that cause things. We understand a person's complex. He does many mitzvahs, does many averes, has chus avis, has issues, has problems, and all together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming together, and all of it is affecting the person in a certain way. So it is appropriate to try to understand Darkei Hashem, and that's why different gemaras that say if you do this, this happens, if you do this, this happens, those gemaras give you a sense of the significance of the Maisa we do, and that's very good. On the other hand, that a person should apply it Lamaisa, it's like a person who learned biology treating himself. he's definitely going to get it wrong because he doesn't know the details and so on. So all of the chachma that we have that gives us insight into darkei and hagas Hashem are klolim, and they're emesa klolim, but we have no idea how many different details are involved. And therefore, to be able to make a very, be able to say X, Y, or Z, so somebody who has Ruach HaKodesh, he has a divine sense of what specifically should a person do, good, that's that. But just because a person learned a Chazal here, Chazal there, and Chazal there, doesn't mean anything in terms of translating into the very Maisa. Vihine. Akash was Goyza that in this world there be Tov and Ra. That's what it's about. So there has to be a Shoresh that is capable of bringing Ra to the world. He says, basically, he's taking two axioms that he laid down before and combining them. One is that this world needs Tov and Ra to realize its purpose. The other one is that the world needs, that everything in this world has a Shoresh. So if there's Ra in this world, there must be a Shoresh somewhere else. Vehine, Siddur Chmasis was a curse in Evdolim, Shoresh in Evdolim, Shoresh in Evdolim, Beseda Betchuna. So in this Shoresh of Kadosh Baruch Hu set them up in a way, Sheyipol Behem, Kefima Sheshayach Behem Tikun Vekilkel. So even in the Shroshim El Yoinim, we have in Yonim that are Tikun and Kilkel. Vehainu Sheimotzebe Matzav Toiv Veloy Toiv. We can distinguish between the way it should be, the way it shouldn't be. Vamitas Tuva Matzav Yeh Shevachonel Leorbor Ponis Bavi Yolehem. Let's talk about this and let's understand what he's saying over here and what he means over here. This world is a translation of a higher world. It's a physical translation of it. Let's give an example. Imagine you have an imaging device of some sort that does images of a person, of a person's inside. And the image picks up, let's say, a tumor someplace. Now, one of the ways in which you it's helpful as an image is that wherever there's a tumor, the color turns a very bright, angry red. And as the tissue is, you know, more benign, it becomes blue, green. Now, the red that you see here on the screen is not what's inside the body, but it's a reflection. Since in visual effect, red is terrible and blue is nice, so when I want to translate a disease, so that's going to look very, very red and as opposed to something else. Or you want to make a map of cities that have a lot of smog versus cities that clean air. So you'll do it with colors also. You'll have a very dark black for those cities and white for those cities, even though not black, not white really. But tachlis, it's the visual correspondence to that. The shroshim for toiv and ra, and a higher world, there is no ra. It is not ra the way we have it here. So what constitutes toiv and ra? What constitutes toiv and ra is the ability for Kadosh Baruch Hu to fill that makom, or the inability. There's only one thing that's tov, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias, and therefore, lamala, we have shroshim that are totally open to Hashras HaShchina. It's like the equivalent of a glass window to the light outside, where it totally, totally allows the light to come through, to those that are opaque and don't allow any light to come through. And therefore, this is a metzias that does not, quote unquote, allow any shechina into it. That's in the shoreshtika way. The only thing that counts up there is everything up there is a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah, hashra. So therefore, the way we categorize tov and ra is yes hashpah, no hashpah, more hashpah, less hashpah. That's the one criteria. Once I have less hashpah, then automatically whatever comes in is mekulkel. That's already, it means anoicha haste aste, as soon as it has upon him, there's automatically ra comes and festers. If I can give an example, the human body. If their circulation is not good to a particular limb, gangrene sets in. Because an organ that doesn't get the chias it needs becomes diseased. And just a question of time. So anything which a person, so the shrushim lamala for ra exist, but they don't exist as ra. It's not as if there's a sudden lamala lamala. It's not as if there's ra lamala lamala. There is a metzias of hest upon him. There's a metzias of mahalchim that don't allow for ashra and ashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, when it comes down to our world, it becomes a mokom, it becomes ra. That's what it becomes. So the shroshim for tov and ra exist lamala. The shorish for ra does not exist as ra be'etzim. It exists as something which is a lack of toiv, a lack of har. Okay, we'll hold it here.